B-Pod Studios.
Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody, featuring Maney.
Featuring Roy.
And Loren.
You never play along. You always go out on your own. You never would say, like, featuring Loren.
Yeah.
Sorry.
My wife says we should never use the word I never when we talk to each other, or you never.
What do you mean? Oh. Why?
Is that a therapy thing?
Yeah, I think so. I might have missed that session, but I think so.
Like, you never do this.
Yeah.
Well, that is pretty extreme.
Yeah.
You never.
Like, really, do I never?
Yeah.
Right?
Okay. Wow, that got deep. Made me think.
Yeah. Well, I'll go to marriage counseling and just give you the tips so that you guys could just use it in your own relationships.
Same thing, like, I hate. Like, I think I'm really bad about all these things. Like, I will tell, like, I hate this.
Yeah.
Do I really hate it?
Yeah. Or
you know?
Is it just annoying?
Yeah.
I know.
I'm pretty extreme.
We all are in a lot of different ways, though.
Well, yeah. And I try to tell
Sterling
and I try to tell Nicole because Nicole thinks I'm high maintenance. But when you go to my house and if you see me after the show, I mellow out. Like, I just do it as like a little
entertainment.
Amplify. Well, I want to have fun. Well, when I'm being dramatic being a drama queen, it's all a show. It's all a show. I'm not really not as bad at home.
Not as bad.
I mean, I am still.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, we've been around you off the air and we know.
Yeah, but not as bad.
Yeah.
Like, I love making things about me, and Strong will tell you that. I'm a big fan of me. But it's not so amplified as the radio has.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we talked about that today. We talked about therapy. We talked about how I was spanking my wife. And a lot of people texted comments, and we never got to get through all of them about how they spank their wives or they spank their partners, too. Someone said, 704, because my wife said that I shouldn't do it in front of the kids. But 704 said the greatest thing you can do for your kids is to love and respect their mom. Smacking her ass is not disrespectful. How about this one? 980 said, at my bridal shower, my best friend gave me an R-rated lollipop of a dirty moving furniture position. Being her maid of honor, I knew she was giving that same lollipop at her bridal shower, and she gave it to me. Do you have that, Loren?
Oh, is that for the re-gifted?
Yes, that was the re-gifted one. Sorry.
I've had penis pops before.
Are you going to have penis straws at your bachelorette party?
Bachelor, I'm a guy.
What did I say?
Bachelorette.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking penis straws, bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Right.
Very, very insensitive.
Yeah, 2020. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I'm having one because Sterling says he doesn't want to have one, and I'm like, well, I do want to have one.
Yeah, we should have one.
You should have one if you want to have one.
It could be a co-ed thing.
A co-ed thing?
Co-ed.
Like guys and girls?
Yeah.
Why would girls not be allowed to go to it in the first place?
Well, because like a bachelorette party is usually just girls. And then the guys have their bachelor party.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with guys and girls. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, because my sister's going to be at my bachelor party for sure. So it would have to be co-ed.
And Loren.
Yeah. Yeah, all of us.
Whatever and Nicole and me. I can't wait.
Right.
I'm going to bring so much drugs.
Well, okay. I don't know if you're invited.
We haven't started recording yet. I'm joking, but that is funny, dude. Like, isn't it funny that you might work with someone and you don't know them? You only know them from work. And then you get out in like a public space or you're out at like a concert or something. And you find out that the quiet person that you work with is a total like either raver or like just like smokes more weed than anybody.
So we used to live by a guy. I think he was like not a superintendent of a school, but he was like maybe a vice principal or something. And he was the biggest pothead we had ever met in our entire lives. And not to his face, but in the privacy of our own home, we would refer to him as pothead. And to this day, I still don't know his real name.
That's funny.
But he had a pretty prominent position.
Yeah.
How about this move? I worked with a guy for years at a radio station, like 4 or 5 years. And I don't take notice to what people drive. I find that some people do. Like, some people know what everyone drives. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what everyone drives. But at the radio station, I never saw him pull in and leave. I just always saw him in and out of the building, and I would talk to him. Well, one day, I was leaving to go to my car, and instead of him getting into a car at the same time, I saw him walking up, like, a grass hill. And behind the grass hill was like a bank and a food line and some other things. I'm like, oh, where do you want to ride? Like, where are you going? I don't mind helping you. He goes, no, I park up there. And I'm like, okay, well, why do you park up there? He's an RV guy. Like, he lives
in an RV.
And like, and I asked him.
He brings it to work?
Yeah. Oh, it's his home. And he says that he ended up getting fired for this. I didn't write out on him. I swear I didn't. But what he would end up doing is like around midnight, he'd plug in to the radio station and like still juice.
Holy shit, that's funny.
With the RV. But yeah, he lived in an RV. He said he sold his house. He took all the money. He lived in an RV and he loves it. Like, he was just an RV guy. He loved the lifestyle.
Can you park
the point
an
is,
RV?
You might never know about these people.
Yeah, but can you just like park an RV anywhere?
He parked it at Food Lion every day. I saw him every day. And then I didn't know, because I would leave the night show like at 11:30. Well, evidently, as soon as I left the parking lot, he'd pull in. And because he had a key to the building, and he would use the radio station also to kind of like live. Like plug in, hang out.
That guy's saving money. He's probably retired now.
Yeah, well.
Didn't have a house payment.
Unemployed. But yeah.
Oh. And then the other thing we talked about today, too, is I want to get to this rap party exclusive. We had an extra phone call that we couldn't take on the air. We talked about re-gifting. Loren, you think that either accidentally or knowingly you were re-gifted something.
Yeah. I got a gift package for after I had baby Jax, and it was cute. It had some onesies in there, a bottle of wine, and then a couple candles, but the candles had been lit before. Like, you could tell that they were used.
So here's someone who said that they talked to someone who admitted that they re-gifted, and this is a rap party exclusive that you didn't hear on the air today.
All right, we got Holly in Spartanburg. Love it in Spartanburg. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rand Morning Show.
Hi.
So let's talk about re-gifting.
Yeah, so every year for our chorus group, we would do like a secret sister kind of gifting thing for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, you know, just like $10, $15, whatever. Well, it came to the day that we were giving our gifts out, and I got my gift, and I opened it up, and you know, there's like a youth bracelet, some Tide Pod things. Used bobby pins was the real kicker for me because they were all spread out and everything. Mm-hmm. And she even admitted that she completely forgot about it. So she used, she threw in some stuff she got from a pageant a while back and just threw it in a bag.
Like a gift bag?
Yeah, like a gift bag.
Now, that wouldn't be bad if your friend was, let's say Matthew McConaughey, who was on the red carpet at the Grammys or the Oscars and, you know, gave the Oscar gift bag with, you know, $1 million watches and a trip around the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, hold on a second. Let me ask you guys this. What if, and it's a little different, but, like, what if someone gave me, like, a gift card? Like a $100 Visa gift card. And like, I scratched off the back of it.
Oh, you can't give it away once you
But you still had
it.
The full $100 on there.
No, uh-uh. Once you scratch it.
But it's $100, Holly. You wouldn't be mad at it, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, when I got her gift, you know, I acted like, you know, it was the best thing in the world. You don't want to, like, say anything to their face.
Sure, but like, let's take what you just said, Manny. $100 is great, and that's a lot of money. However, they'll immediately know it's a re-gift.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. Right. And if you're okay with them knowing that, then that's fine, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But okay. Well, Holly and Spartanburg, we appreciate you calling into the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
And then a lot of people around were saying that the person who re-gifted you probably didn't know that they re-gifted it. Like, either it was returned to a store and she didn't look at the candles, or she accidentally grabbed the wrong candles. Like, maybe she has a bunch of the same brand and grabs the wrong candles.
That's kind of what I thought. I didn't think it was a purposeful thing. And I don't want to draw attention to it, you know.
Except to our hundreds of thousands of listeners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since Nicole's in here now, I'd like to go back to your bachelor party.
Oh, okay.
What would you want to do? Like, if you could do a bachelor party, like, where would you want to go?
I want to see as many penises as possible.
when Nicole's out.
When Nicole's face pops straight up.
Well, we can hang out up until that point, Nicole, and then you and I can bail. We'll go to the we'll go to Uptown Cabaret, and Roy and Lorraine can hang out at the penis party.
I don't know if I'll have it here.
No, that's what I'm saying. Where would you want to go?
Yeah, I don't know. Not in Charlotte.
We can go to, like, Folly.
I don't view that as a bachelor town.
We can go to the country.
Nashville.
Nash Vegas is always fun.
Yeah, maybe
I would
Nashville.
Say Nashville, maybe Jersey Shore.
Maybe. I've never been to Vegas.
Jersey Shore. Fly to Jersey?
He wants to fly to Vegas. Well,
you never been to Vegas? You want to go to Vegas?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe I'll go to Vegas.
You know where else that has really, because we have Allegiant here. We can go to New Orleans.
Been to New Orleans. Fun town. Loved it.
We can go to Disney.
No.
No. Kennedy Space Center?
No.
I don't think Disney is the kind
Vegas
of bachelor party.
You're looking
that
for
Roy
more
wants.
Of a party, huh?
I'm looking for a party, yeah. We're going to a bachelor party.
Now, are you going to do, because this is the trend in the LGBT community, are you going to do a combined bachelor?
I don't know if Sterling would want that.
You weren't in here. He doesn't think Sterling wants a bachelor party at all.
I don't, and then if Sterling did attach to mine, I think he'd be annoyed with me.
No, you need to let us take you out.
Yeah.
And celebrate with you as your friends.
Right.
And I'll talk to Sterling and tell him that.
Don't.
Okay.
I'll do that. But I want my sister to be there. Mm-hmm. I want
your mom?
No.
No Cindy?
No Cindy. At all. None. At no.
Okay.
Why would your mom go to a bachelor party? Your son's bachelor.
Your mom's cool. Your mom's like younger than me.
I don't.
Her mom probably doesn't want to see her son stare at penises.
Right.
We don't even have that set up yet. We don't even know if that can happen.
Okay, maybe not. I mean, like penis pops, penis shakes, penis straws.
Right. And real ones.
I know, we can do that.
Okay.
And keeps you on real ones. I'm not going to be responsible for a penis party that gets you in trouble
You're
with your
be
boyfriend
the model.
And fiance. I'm going to be a model. No. I'll have the manscape.
I don't know. I want Opie to there. Opie to be there. I'll invite Randy.
Randy Squirrel, your cousin.
Squirrel. Come on, Squirrel.
Yeah. Who else? Who should we invite to your bachelor party?
I don't know. For sure, my sister.
I okay. You said that 10 times. She will be there.
Yeah. I don't have many friends.
I know. That's what I want to. I want to see
just,
what else.
I just went through.
Maybe he wants to know if he's going. That's what he wants to know.
Oh, we're throwing.
Oh, you're throwing?
Yeah, Loren's going to get the Vegas accommodations. That'll be her job. You and I'll be in charge of the party.
I want to go gamble
at the
casino.
That doesn't mean we're invited.
What month are you getting married?
I'm probably going to get married in September, October. One
Sweet.
Of the two.
There'll be we can go to a football game while we're out there. We'll go to a Vegas Raider football game.
Wait,
oh,
do
I
you
forget
do
that they have football now.
Yeah.
Do we do the bachelor party that close to the wedding?
Yeah. Typically,
yeah.
This way,
say,
if your fiance finds like out anything, they can't leave you.
I would say like summer.
Yeah,
like
so we'll do it June. That summer.
Like August.
June.
No, that's too early.
June to September?
No. You don't do it that far out because if anything happens in the relationship, then you had the bachelor party for nothing.
I went to Key West last September and the wedding was in August.
Yeah, that's because of the pandemic.
Here's the thing. If you're traveling for a bachelor party, you have to give people time to recoup the money to go to the wedding.
Right.
It's also a destination.
Thank you, Loren. So maybe we do bachelor party next year, and then the year after I get married.
Oh, no. You can't do it a year.
Oh, too far. Okay. All right. Well, that was crazy.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm also very interested to see what the radio station does, because I'm going to need to take a lot of time off. And
for what?
For my wedding.
Oh, yeah, for, like, honeymoon and stuff?
Yeah, for, you know, well, one, I'm going to take off, like, the week of the wedding, and I'm going to take, like, 2 weeks
after. You take off the week of the wedding?
Yeah.
I took off the week of my wedding, and then I went back to work for a month, and then took another week off for my honeymoon.
Yeah.
I took off Thursday, Friday of the week of my wedding. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday was all about my wedding, and that was fun.
But you lived there, though.
Yeah.
Where you got married, so you didn't have to take off.
And I don't know if I'm really for a honeymoon right after it, though. But I'll at least need 2 weeks for the wedding.
2 weeks for the wedding?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right? That seems like a lot.
Probably.
Why?
Well, because we're going to stick around at Folly for a little bit, but that's not our honeymoon.
But what do you need to do? Like, if you're getting married on Saturday, why would you not have to be here on that Monday? Like, the Monday
why
before?
I'll probably be the Monday
like
before, but I'd probably take off, like, Wednesday, Thursday,
yeah. Yeah,
Friday.
I got you.
Then
yeah.
I'll probably take off that next week. until I figure out the...
We should have a second bachelor party in the studio.
That'd be fun.
Get a couple drag queens in here.
Why drag queens?
So I have the boobs to look at, Roy. I don't know.
All right. I was just curious.
You get the penis, I get the boobs. It's a perfect combo.
All right. I love drag queens. I just didn't know.
I know you do. That's why I'm thinking about you, bud.
All right.
See, I went to my bachelor party. You would have hated my bachelor party.
It was douchey, wasn't it?
So, like...
It wasn't douchey. It was duty.
Oh,
it was
like,
it was like we went down to Tampa to watch spring training baseball.
So straight.
Dude.
We went to spring training. We got to watch like two Yankee games. They played the Mets, and we watched the Pittsburgh Pirate game. We played basketball. I smoked. I was pretty high the entire time because you can't go to a basketball game or a baseball game if you're not drinking or stoned.
You're so straight. You're like scared. Like if a guy's changing in front of you, you are scared that your eyes will like look down. You like glare into their eyes. That's how straight you are. You don't want to accidentally... violate the...
I mean, I'm just not attracted to men.
Yo, guess what? McDonald's just got spicy nuts.
I know. I've been talking about that all...
He's going
today. I've been talking
about
that.
I'm going today, too. I just downloaded the app so that I could get a free six-piece when you buy a six-piece.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Download the app.
I'm going to do that right now. But I've been talking about that for like a week now.
He's
because
been on
I love.
Top of that.
So have I.
I love the hot and spicy.
I have no interest.
Do you get the hot and spicy? The McChicken? The spicy McChicken?
No, I've never had that.
Oh, well, that's always been out. It's amazing. And so.
You know what my new move is? Which, by the way, I'm pissed I haven't tried the Travis Scott meal yet. My favorite thing to do is after a night of drinking to order the 20 piece McNug with a large fry and a large tea. And it's all for me.
I know. You and I went out one night and was back with Lauren, and we had our driver take us through the McDonald's drive-thru.
Do you want to know?
What you ordered?
No. Do you want to know?
Yep, go ahead. Spill it.
You know how we've had conversations about public places?
Yes.
I've done it in the McDonald's drive-thru.
How?
Because it was taking so long.
Wow.
We had a 45-minute
nice.
Wait.
Did you do it in...
A 45-minute wait at McDonald's? You waited 45... I would have slapped you just for that.
I was hungry.
I'll say you were.
You could have gone to three other McDonald's.
No, Lauren, we tried. I swear to God, we tried.
Oh, my gosh. Have you done it inside Porter's vehicle? How
was
public
Porter?
Are we?
No,
the transporter?
No.
You know, the Humpty Dance says he once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. You got busy in the McDonald's drive-thru line. Never a Burger
You've
King?
You've gotten busy everywhere.
That's not true.
Will you get busy at Roy's bachelor party? Because I'm taking it back to that.
That'd be
awesome.
I mean, I don't, with all the dudes and penises there, probably not.
I don't know. I'll see you go into a bathroom. I'll be like, I know what she's
I don't
doing.
Do well at meeting people. Like, that's the thing is, like, I'm solid, like, once I got a foundation with you. But, like, going out somewhere, meeting somebody, securing that, and, like, going home, I'm not good at that.
You've never been with Manny
that's
as your
I know. That's your thing. I'm the complete opposite. But you can't keep the foundation.
And you know what I have that, like, doesn't bother me is if I get turned down, I don't give a shit. Well, first of all, I'm married now. But when I was single, I could care less. I would just move on to the next person.
I feel like I would give a shit.
I know. A lot of people do. Yeah. And it's a hard thing to have.
Can we talk and just have a moment of honesty? Yeah. Lauren knows about what I'm going to bring up.
Can we save it for tomorrow's wrap party? We're almost at 20 minutes. Unless it's tied into today's.
No, it's not really tied in.
I'm not going to fucking wait a whole day.
Okay, all right, let's just bring it up now. Do you know what I'm going to ask her?
No.
Because you're now single, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like you can be honest with me.
Okay.
We went to Orlando. And you... We went to a bar.
Oh, you're going to ask me about Savannah.
Yeah, I know now.
And I saw you and her. One, you were gone for a long time. And I saw you and her come out of the bathroom. Now, at the time, you were dating Lauren. And you claimed nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
You sure?
God, I swear. I don't believe you.
I swear. First off, we went to the bathroom. That was the first time. This is a girl I was.
This wasn't like a big group bathroom situation. It was single stalls.
And there was like two or three. But we were waiting. But this was a girl that I went to college with who I had like an amazing college experience with. Like,
was she gay?
So, no. Bye. I mean,
I'm
sure.
That never stops Nicole before.
Well, she did just say bye.
I'm sure that she would.
She turned bye that night.
I don't know if she's ever been with a girl or ever.
She was into you.
we are, like, when I tell you, like, the chemistry that we had as friends, like, I love that chick. But then she moved to Orlando, like, right after college. So I haven't seen her since that. And that was, like, almost 6 years. So, no, we didn't. There's a lot of chemistry there, but not, like...
Did you make out in the bathroom?
No. I mean, we hugged because it was,
she
like...
She didn't try to do anything.
No.
What makes you think that something happened?
Because... I'm pretty sure it wasn't like a big group bathroom situation. It was only one person in it at a time.
No, we talked in the bathroom.
And then both of them came out.
Well, we went in together.
Yeah, I don't know.
And the, you are known for public.
I wasn't. At, no, I was not known for that at the time because
way,
I had an ex-girlfriend that I didn't
put it this
screw.
Way, like, there was a line and like the guys behind me were like, oh, that's awesome. When the two, both of them came
yeah,
out
no,
of the
was
bathroom
not, but we
together.
Did talk. Like, we did talk because it was a loud place. So it
I
wasn't.
I don't buy that.
I swear.
Loren, you were there. Do you buy it?
No.
Does that make you mad?
I mean, I don't give a shit.
We were drinking a lot that night. But, I was so hungover
and
after that.
There
night.
Was a but lot I was, of hype to this girl going into the evening.
Yeah. Yes, but it's because I was so excited to see her. Like, that's like someone
Lauren
you haven't seen in 6 years.
To this podcast, you can be
I
okay.
Care.
I believe Nicole.
You do?
I do.
Let me tell
I think
you,
she would be honest.
If there was something that I could say that at this point could hurt Lauren, I would say it. But no, like nothing
really?
Happened. No, that was a joke.
You're spiteful?
No.
Okay. All right. No. We were talking about her having sex in public, and I just, that night, I always thought.
I didn't think y'all.
Banged it out, but maybe
yeah.
made out or something.
Yeah.
No, we didn't. Like, it was, now, it's like, she is a very.
Maybe that's second base.
Like, flirty person yeah. to where, like, she'll kiss you when she says, hey. Like, but
by the
never,
way,
like, sexual.
You guys went.
I feel like she kissed your neck or something in front of us. Like, wasn't there,
maybe,
like.
Maybe, like, during a hug or something?
Hers?
Yeah, like you were sitting at the bar
maybe.
Or something.
Yeah, there was
God,
some
I
level of intimacy between the two. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have.
I mean, she
I didn't create
did
this in my head.
We have drunkenly made out, yeah.
But not that
which
weekend.
Occurred that night.
No, yes. I was in college.
It occurred after the bathroom.
No.
Because didn't we want to leave and she wanted to stay? Nicole wanted to
yeah.
stay?
That's
yeah.
typical.
Yeah,
she
that
always
is
wants
typical.
To stay.
That's not yeah. abnormal.
I will say that you guys went on the weekend. Monday at about 5:35, I've known that story. And this was in 2017. They came back and they told me that Nicole
we're
definitely
like,
hooked
oh,
up.
I know. They asked me all weekend.
Because we know there's something up with that.
You know, he still doesn't believe you. Lie detector.
Ooh, we'll get
where is our lie detector?
Who knows?
The what? This fake software you guys had?
No,
it wasn't fake.
It was from 1982.
That is true. It was old.
All right. That's a Rap Party podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed 22 minutes of Nicole defending yourself. So you're lying, Loren.
Bye.